From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he concludes A Message in Stones, the 13th in this series of studies in the book of Joshua. The text is chapter 4, verse 6, and the question, What mean ye by these stones? God instructed Joshua to take 12 stones out of the dry riverbed and to set them up as a memorial on the Canaan side of the river. In addition, he was to set up a pillar of 12 stones in the riverbed itself. As he dealt with this text, Dr. Cairns has been setting forth three observations, speaking of the past, the present, and the future for God's people. First of all, the Lord intended these stones to be a perpetual reminder of His grace. And, of course, the application goes beyond Israel's immediate situation to the lives of all of God's people in every generation. It is the responsibility of every Christian to keep Christ's crosswork constantly in mind. Then, not only are we to remember God's grace, but it is His will that His grace be the perpetual experience of His children. Believers are called upon to have an up-to-date relationship with Christ. Thirdly, these memorial stones remind us that God intends His grace to be perpetually proclaimed. God's people are to carry the message of Christ's cross to all the world, and particularly to their own children. As the message of Calvary is preached, the Lord will raise up a testimony to His power among the nations of the world. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning by C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Luke chapter 23 and verse 26. On Him they laid the cross, that He might bear it after Jesus. We see in Simon's carrying the cross a picture of the work of the church throughout all generations. She is the cross-bearer after Jesus. Mark then, Christian, Jesus does not suffer so as to exclude your suffering. He bears a cross, not that you may escape it, but that you may endure it. Christ exempts you from sin, but not from sorrow. Remember that, and expect to suffer. But let us comfort ourselves with this thought, that in our case, as in Simon's, it is not our cross, but Christ's cross which we carry. When you are molested for your piety, when your religion brings the trial of cruel mockings upon you, then remember it is not your cross, it is Christ's cross, and how delightful it is to carry the cross of our Lord Jesus. You carry the cross after Him. You have blessed company. Your path is marked with the footprints of your Lord. The mark of His blood-red shoulder is upon that heavy burden. 'Tis His cross, and He goes before you as a shepherd goes before his sheep. Take up your cross daily and follow Him. Do not forget also that you bear this cross in partnership. It is the opinion of some that Simon only carried one end of the cross and not the whole of it. That is very possible. Christ may have carried the heavier part against the transverse beam, and Simon may have borne the lighter end. Certainly it is so with you. You do but carry the light end of the cross. Christ bore the heavier end. And remember, though Simon had to bear the cross for a very little while, it gave him lasting honor. Even so, the cross we carry is only for a little while at most, and then we shall receive the crown, the glory. Surely we should love the cross, and instead of shrinking from it, count it very dear, when it works out for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Thank you. You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the programs, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 6 and verse 4, there is a very important message to parents. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. Very often, of course, that's exactly what we do. Sometimes the fault is among the children because we live, unfortunately, in a very angry generation. But sometimes the fault is on the part of the parents. And the apostle says, provoke not your children to wrath. What's the alternative? but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now let's look at that injunction rather more carefully. Bring them up. What does that mean? Well, go back to chapter 5, verse 29. No man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth it. That's the very same word that's translated, bring them up. Nourish your children. Nurture your children. How do you do it? Nurture them in the nurture. The word nurture is the word discipline, or the word training. The training of the Lord. The word admonition is basically referring to the mind. In fact, the word mind is right in the word. And it's speaking of instruction. If you were to trace these words back to their most fundamental meaning, what the apostle is saying is, you should nourish your children. Now understand, that's what he's talking about. He's not talking about hard-heartedness. He's not talking about viciousness. He's not talking about carelessness. He's talking about nourishing, building up, rearing with care and attention. How do you do it? You nourish them in the training of the Lord. And the first word that's translated nurture is training by act. And the other is training by word. And those two things must always complement each other. Nurture your children. Nourish your young people. Training them in the act and in the word of the Lord. Is that not the very message that we have been seeing again and again in the Old Testament this morning? This is something that is of fundamental importance to the people of God. We must remember God's mighty work at Calvary. We must constantly experience God's mighty work at Calvary. And we must constantly proclaim that work. But in proclaiming it, pay attention to home base. It's very easy to overlook that. I know people, I could name you people, who went around the world preaching every night of the week, their world at least. Very rarely ever spent a night in their own home. Very rarely ever were there to open the Bible with their own children. They gloried in the great work they were doing for God, and I could bring you to those families where one child after another has been cursed and damned. Oh yes, proclaim the grace of God wherever you can, but don't neglect home base. You fathers, you're not called when you bring children into this world. It is not your prerogative to run the world and neglect those children. It's not your prerogative. Don't neglect home base. It's a message there for the church. We place, for some reason, in the Church of Christ, we place a great importance on seeing the murderer, the adulterer, the drug addict, the alcoholic, the man on Skid Row, saved, brought into the church. Now, let me back off for a moment. In its place, that is a wonderful and very biblical burden. And never let us be above reaching to the lowest and the meanest sinner on the face of God's earth. But somehow or other, we have perverted that perfectly biblical burden to imagine that seeing a child saved in Sunday school is somehow of less importance. How stupid, how crazy can we become? Would you really rather see your child get to Skid Row before you ever saw him saved?
No, sir.
The old saying, charity starts at home, has a good basis in truth. If you don't love those that are close enough to you as your own children and the children in the same church, if you don't love them enough to see them saved, there's not a chance in the world that you'll love the man in Skid Row. Not a chance. We should, as a church, have a missionary outreach in this community and to the ends of the earth. But we must never neglect this first and basic duty to reach the generation that is coming up amongst us. When you start going down the list of families in this church and you start going down the list of children, just mark every one of whose salvation you are not clear or sure. And you will see there's enough for you to be praying night and day, and to be laboring night and day. We cannot neglect this duty of presenting Christ, this generation passing on the gospel to that which is to come. That's the stability of the church. You know, the apostates love to mock Bible believers and fundamentalists because they say, and they have some history on their side here, that fundamentalists are never as strong in the second generation as they were in the first. Separatists are never as separated in the second generation as they were in the first. And the third is worse than the second, and by the fourth generation they're back worse than when they started. There's a lot of truth in that. Do you know why? Because one generation did not praise God's works and pass on His mighty acts to the next. That's how God wants the church to go on. And when we do that, this is the glory of it, our message will have an impact even to the ends of the earth. We have read in Joshua chapter 4, verse 24, all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord. Notice how it suddenly extends from your children, the generation that's to come, to the very ends of the earth. You see, the church that has a burden for its own growing young people cannot suddenly turn off an interest in souls and have no interest in the souls of men and women and boys and girls to the end of the earth. It's impossible. If you don't have a love for those that are nearest and dearest to you, you'll not have a love for anybody. If you have a genuine spiritual love to see your own family saved and the families of the church saved, that love will continue and it will spill over until you must go forth and tell the gospel to men and women wherever they may be. The Lord is going to raise a testimony to Himself among the nations. He has given us that assurance. He indeed says in Numbers 23, verse 23, that it shall be said of Jacob and Israel, what God hath wrought. The ungodly are going to look when God moves among His people and blesses them. This is why we constantly pray for revival. When God moves among His people, the ungodly are going to be brought up short, and they're going to be amazed and say, look what God is doing for His people. My, that's what we long for. Didn't the psalmist say the same in the 126th Psalm? Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. That's why our commission is to go to the world. Mark 16:15. Go and preach the gospel to every creature. Matthew 28:19, go and make disciples of all nations. That's our commission, yes. And our message will be powerful wherever we take it. So let's stand back and hear this question, this message of the stones. What do these stones mean to you? They mean that God has made His grace to be perpetually remembered, experienced, and proclaimed. And when we live like that, in the shadow of Calvary, in the experience of Calvary, proclaiming Calvary, we'll see results among our children, and we'll see results among the heathen. Therefore, let us be sure of these three things. First, that we know the gospel, that we actually learn its truths. Second, that we feel the gospel, that it does mean to us everything we say it means. And thirdly, that we tell the gospel. Remember the words of the Savior to His disciples as He sent them out. As ye go, preach. As ye go, preach. It's a good motto. A great command. Let's know the gospel, feel the gospel, and tell the gospel. And I guarantee you, on the authority of that word, that God then will bless the gospel at home and to the ends of the earth.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.